Emergency triple team traffic back to KSL's traffic center. Ricky Meese.
A multiple vehicle crash with injuries. Southbound I-15 has snarled the commute out of downtown. The crash is actually at about 1800 South. Two left lanes of traffic are blocked, but your delays, it's a sea of brake lights right as you're coming into downtown Salt Lake City from Davis County, so at about 6 South. Once you're past the I-80-201 interchange, good speeds until you hit the South interchange, and then slow and heavy there all the way to 123rd South. Lynn Thomas?
We've got slow traffic on 4500 South in Taylorsville, mostly westbound, but some eastbound as well from I-15 to Redwood Road. You've got construction in there, and that's causing some slow driving there as you're heading out there, and also those ramps getting on I-15 are stacked up there a little bit. And also over the point of the mountain, you're looking pretty good right now, but it's still sluggish from the point all the way to about Thanksgiving Point. Then it eases up nicely on down into Provo. Your northbound drive looking pretty good through Pleasant Grove and Lehigh up to the point of the mountain and over into the Salt Lake Valley. Mark?
KSL travel time now bouncing back nicely. 16 minutes Salt Lake City to Farmington, but we are still quite heavy in Davis County. Farmington Highway 89 up to Layton Hills Mall, and then Highway 89 stretching up into Fruit Heights still has some fairly lengthy delays. This traffic report sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.